Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVore Square, Pensacola Business Radio. We've got three pretty interesting characters across the table from me this morning, or actually this afternoon, and we just had a nice little lightning strike here, so we've got up and running and we're a couple minutes late, but here we are. So I'm going to introduce him. I've got Mr. Dan Fugate from Blues Angel Music and the Blues Angel Music Foundation.
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I got both of them.
I'm with both.
You are with both. Fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Benny Turner from Advisors USA. You had no idea what you were walking into today, did you?
Not a lick. Still don't.
We'll experience this together, I promise. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
And Miss Anna Maria from Save Your Own Life. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am well. Colleen was in here earlier today, actually, doing Powerful Women Gulf Coast stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing her in about an hour.
Yeah.
You guys are all over the place.
We are. We're powerful women of the Gulf Coast.
They don't ever stop. So, well, let's just get into all of the wonderful things that the three of you are doing. But Dan, tell me about the foundation and Blue Angels Music. You're doing most of your foundation stuff right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am the administrative director of the Blues Angel Music Foundation. And the elevator pitch or short form of what we do is we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we look for organizations in the Pensacola area that are providing music education and music therapy services to people who can't necessarily afford them so much on
their
own.
That's awesome.
So we want to promote music education and music therapy because, I mean, music therapy is a wonderful thing. Music engages both parts of your brain. Anna Maria, I believe you're going to speak about that a little bit later, mm-hmm. too. But like if you look online, you can find all kinds of images of scans where doctors have scanned the brain, like when you were just sitting there, scanned it while you're writing something, while you're talking, and then they scan it while you're listening to music. And it's like a fireworks show inside your brain. There's so much activity in there.
Who doesn't love rock and roll?
Right.
So, and I think that's the coolest thing. I play music as well, and my kids play music, and it's just one of those things that no matter what, we can all relate to.
Right.
So you just...
It's a universal language.
Seriously. And, of course, the kids will watch TV, but at least they're watching, like, YouTube music TV, or they'll watch people playing music. So I'm a little cooler with that than sort of melting your head into all the Nickelodeon stuff that goes on.
Minecraft.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't do all that. So how did you guys come about wanting to do this? I mean, I know the foundation is relatively new, is it not?
It is relatively new. For a good while, well, the store opened in 1997, and Dan and Jim DeStaffney are the owners, and they've been doing philanthropic things mm-hmm. on their own, you know, donating to this and to that. And then also on behalf of the store. But in 2014, a gentleman made it, you know, he said, okay, well, I like what you guys are doing with your money. I want to give you some money so that you can do that with my money too.
Right.
Cool.
So at that point, they went ahead and I don't know necessarily that it's incorporated, but it became a 501c3.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got all the wonderful nonprofit things falling into place now so that we can you know, spread the music news.
Yeah. Very cool. Go ahead.
I was going to say, last year, we get donations. People can come into the store and make donations. People bring in instruments and stuff like that. The Blues on the Bay concert series is another way. We sell lemonade and hot dogs and stuff at the concert series. And then all of the net proceeds from that go to the foundation. All of the money that comes in goes back out into the community. There's no salaries or anything like that that come out of
awesome.
Out of donations.
So people know that the money is being used to go back to the community,
every,
not for a bunch of administrative fluff stuff.
Exactly. Every penny that comes into the Blues Angel Music Foundation goes back into Pensacola and the surrounding area to promote music education and music therapy.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
All right. So, and this is second year of Blues on the Bay, correct?
This is the third year.
Third year.
Yes.
You guys are coming in swinging. You got Modern El Dorados on May 1st.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that.
I am stoked about this Sunday. It's the first show of the series. We've got 8 dates this year.
Yeah.
Modern El Dorados are playing. There are a number of those shows that I'm really excited about.
The reunion band, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, the reunion band, Buku Groove. I'm going to have to miss, who am I missing? I'm missing the Elton John tribute.
That's going to be good for those people that missed Elton John in Mobile.
Right. I have to be out of town on June 5th, but other than that, I'm going to be at all these shows, and that's by choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not being forced to, because to me, I like to see live music. I like to watch people perform.
Especially outside.
Outside, right on the bay. Golly, mm-hmm. It's beautiful down there. But to me, nothing gets at my soul more than listening to music. It just makes me feel good. So if I can go
good
watch
good vibrations.
People, oh, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, and for those that don't know, this is at the pavilion behind Wahoo Stadium, correct?
Yeah, it's called the Hunter Amphitheater, but I don't think very many people know that.
I call it the pavilion because I think since it's first designed, that's just what they called it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's right behind the baseball field.
Yep.
There's a beautiful green lawn there, a nice big dance area in front of the stage. The stage is really
one
big.
One hell of a sunset, too.
Oh, yeah. And you can, and when the moon is just right, you can see the moon behind the band, mm-hmm. Over the water. It's
like Kodak moments all over again, isn't it? So, and then Hot Dogs Unlimited. You can't beat that. So what else do you guys have going on at the store? Because I knew Jim back when he had the little dog over on Navy Boulevard, and I'd go in there when I was a little kid and try to get pedals for my guitars and make noise and all that kind of stuff. But you guys always have things kicking up at the store, so
it is a crazy time at the store right now. For anybody who's been in, I'm going to go ahead and apologize for our mess again because
it's like under construction. Isn't it?
It's under construction. we're doing some major renovations. We're blowing out. Well, we're not. We have people doing it. I'm not a hammer swinger, but.
Unless it's a guitar.
We're expanding the showroom floor so that we can add acoustic pianos and organs. It's going to be beautiful in there. We're adding on to the outside of the building so that we can move our luthier shop so that people can walk right into the luthier shop.
Neat.
So if you've got a repair, you can just walk right into the luthier shop, and then you can go around and you can look at all the stuff while you're waiting on your repair if you want. But there's really a lot going on. There's a lot of plastic hanging up. This morning I got to work, and one of the construction guys went out to his truck and came back in with a pair of earplugs for me because they were adding a bathroom and moving some stuff around. So they were in there with one of those concrete cutter saws, and oh my God, the thing is loud.
Yeah.
So he gave me some earplugs for that. So that made the morning go by nicely.
I'm surprised you don't have your own working there, though, with all the guitars and basses and everybody jamming every time they come in.
I love
that music's okay.
Yeah, that's one of the best things to me about working there. There's a lot of great things about being there. But I like sitting in my office, and then I hear people out in the showroom, and somebody will grab a guitar and plug it into
start
an amp.
Playing.
And then just start playing. Yep. Like just yesterday, somebody was playing, and then someone else decided to grab another guitar and plugged into the amp right next to them, and they just had a little jam session right there in the store.
Nice,
love it.
Have they protected the fish aquarium? Is it safe?
The aquarium is safe. That is a
Anna Maria. She's gonna have to go by and see it. They got a whole drum set, and it's a fish tank.
Oh yeah,
get out.
Oh no, yeah. It was on the TV show Tanked. You've heard
and
of this
do
show.
Do you know that when you watch fish, your blood pressure goes down, and that has been measured. So I am definitely going to go hang out and watch some of those fish.
See, Benny, you've been missing out, man. I'm telling
you. This
is where it's at.
You can lower your blood pressure and like hear a set of drums, engage your brain. I mean, that is like the bomb.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's a really cool.
Now, what are your hours there at the store?
We're open 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Cool. So you're open after 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are open after 5. And then on
Let's
Saturday.
Let's face it, most rock musicians don't even get out of bed until 3 o'clock. So you got to stay a little late.
We do shut down a little. I mean, we close at 7. And then on Saturday, we close at 6
or
5.
Oh, I think I got it right here in front of me or something. But yeah.
And then on Sunday, we close at 4.
Yep.
Yep. So, got shorter hours on the weekend because, people have gigs and such.
Yeah, we got stuff to do. But the fact that you're even open on the weekends, too, because that was always the worst. He'd break a string on a Sunday and there was nowhere you could go get one.
Oh, yeah. And if you come by and we're not open yet, or if we've already closed and you say, I really need to get some strings, then we're going to open the door.
Yeah.
You're going to get some strings.
Yeah. We'll throw them at you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Frisbee them across the
That's it. So,
awesome.
Let's tell everybody the contact information, website, all that kind of good stuff so they can get in touch or even where just to come by and plug in the guitar and jam.
Yeah, well, the store is located at 657 North Pace Boulevard. That's just south of Cervantes on Pace.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's a really big blue building with a yellow band around the top. And there's a lot of construction equipment outside right now. So
there's probably some rock and roll coming from the side.
You'll hear music coming out the door when you open up.
Yep.
We've got a website. It's bluesangelmusic.com. Mm-hmm. The foundation information is on that same website. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all
that good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. And then Blues on the Bay starts May 1st.
Blues on the Bay. Yes. It starts this Sunday.
As I said, that's Sunday, isn't it?
This Sunday.
It's May already.
It's May.
Awesome.
At 6 o'clock, the show runs from approximately 6 to 8. It's free to come out.
Yeah.
All ages, children, all ages.
It's totally open to the public.
It's a very kid friendly thing. Just don't bring glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, come have a good time jam with
and
us.
Hang out.
Yeah.
She get baseball during the week, music on the weekends.
Yeah.
Love it. Awesome. Well, thanks for jamming with us today.
Thanks.
Hey, awesome, I did that.
There we go.
So hang out for a little bit. So, all right, Benny, you're up. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am well, man. Tell me about Advisors USA.
Well, Advisors USA is sort of a group of businesses together. I have several businesses under roof there. Turner Financial Group is a registered investment advisory firm. We manage people's money in the market. Mm-hmm. And Income Advisors is, we deal primarily with income, particularly with guaranteed lifetime income. We have a tax practice there as well.
Wait a minute.
What is guaranteed lifetime income?
I want to know.
Well, that's income is guaranteed for life.
Yeah.
How do we get in on that?
What petition do I need to sign for that one?
Just stop by the office and talk to me. That's what you need to do.
Very cool.
And that does get people's attention, particularly if you're retired and you're kind of afraid of the market right now, then we do have ways to get good income. It's completely
without being
guaranteed
in the stock market.
Actually, awesome. Absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah, it gives people a whole lot of peace of mind to know that they've got something that's never going to run out.
Yeah,
And set it up for yourself and your spouse as well.
Huge concern.
I think you just got three people really interested. Mm-hmm. Really quick.
Good. Then Tax Advisors is there as well, and there we do tax planning and tax advising.
Yeah, for businesses and residential.
Yeah. Absolutely. We also have an estate planning and tax attorney there on site as well, who can do all the documents that need to be done to make certain that everything is set up legally.
Yeah, yeah.
And done right.
And that's a good thing, because in my field, I deal a lot with our elder population. And a lot of times they don't think about estate planning or what's going to happen, or who is it going to go to, especially if they have a family business or they have a lot of property. And if they don't plan, unfortunately,
it gets ugly.
It really does.
That's right.
Somebody told me
the other day that Prince did not have a will.
He did not have a will.
Could you imagine
that? I can't even believe that.
Could you imagine the mess that's going to be?
I can't believe his people did not say, come on, man, you got to, I mean, what's going to happen? There's going to be a fight, and the government's going to come in. And
yeah,
I have to imagine he had some kind of plan.
I'm sure.
Even if he had a plan.
I think he was really philanthropic, so maybe he had ideas.
He was quite an awesome character.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry, we didn't mean
that's all right. That's okay.
But obviously, that's a real life example of
someone who is very famous and, you know, had quite a bit of wealth. And it's like, wow, it seems like a waste not to plan for that. Some people go as far as to, you know, writing your own obituary. We had to do that in a class once.
I've heard about that before.
It's like, write your own obituary, plan your stuff, do your music, make sure someone knows about it, and get to a lawyer, because stuff happens. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, so you better be ready.
Well, you'd be surprised how many of the folks from out in who are famous who haven't done any kind of planning at all.
Yeah. They just figure it's going to fall in place, huh?
Yeah,
Somebody else is going to do it. Maybe
they think they're going to live forever. I mean, when you're rich and famous, perhaps. I don't know.
I don't either.
But there's a lot of them who do not do it.
Then they come to you after they're in the hot water.
Well, what I generally tell folks is, you know, when a problem is discovered, it's usually too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of folks who come in because Mama died last year, and they had a real problem getting everything taken care of for Mama's estate.
Right.
And they need to do something for themselves now. It really reminds people of their own
mortality
and of the things that they need to take care of when someone close to them like that, particularly if they're the ones who have to take care of the mess that's left.
Yeah.
Right.
I had one elderly lady one time whose husband died and left her stuff in a real mess. I mean, a terrible mess. And we're talking about that, and she was just sort of chatting a little bit about it, and she mm-hmm. thought about it. She said, you know what? He left me in such a mess, I almost wish he hadn't died. Okay.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Well played.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, those are the things that we do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we do those things quite well. Everything's right under one roof.
How long have you been in business doing this?
Well, we started in 1998. I was a pastor for 35 years. And
You've worn a couple of different hats, haven't you?
I've worn a couple of different hats, yeah. Right. I have. I was what folks would call a tent-making pastor, I suppose. I
planted churches?
Planted some.
Awesome.
Yes, I sure did. And so needed things to do to make a living while I was doing that.
Sure.
So until this job that I'm in now, this business I'm in now, everything else I did was in order to allow me to pastor. So this is the first thing I've done that actually was done for the business sake, because it actually... I retired.
It's guaranteed
from,
income.
For life.
Well, I retired from pastoring when I turned 62, and I'm 70 now. So, been retired for about 8 years.
But then you're not really retired now, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm retired from pastoring.
And that coconut oil is paying off, because you don't look anywhere near 72.
Well,
either.
Thank you. I don't feel 70 either. I'm just
excellent. The compliments just cost extra. Life. I'll bill you later.
It's just a number.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
I think one of the things that kind of sets us apart is the attitude that I come to with it. I mean, everything that we do is built around honoring God by serving men that God are made in God's image. So I give value to people, that a tremendous amount of value to people, and to truth with people.
Sure.
In fact, when I talk to folks and ask them, why are you with us? The first thing that most people say is trust. Because they trust us. And, you know, it's important if you're a senior particularly, and what money you have is going to take the place of your own work strength to make money for you for the rest mm-hmm. of your life. It's important to have somebody you can trust and a process you can trust. And we have both of those. But maybe one of the other things, too, is that I'm one of those guys that believes that life's a great adventure and you ought to have joy all along the way. My wife does a lot of nutritional stuff.
Excellent.
And when she started in that industry and was talking about doing weight management,
mm-hmm.
we started doing some weight management things. You know how weight management seems to be eat cardboard?
Yes.
I said to her wife, if we don't do something to help people find a way to eat something
healthy
that gives them
food.
Joy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, food should be joy.
Right.
Life should be joy.
It shouldn't be punishment. And a lot of times they feel that they're being punished, and that's why it doesn't work.
Exactly. And the same thing happens with retirement. Retirement mm-hmm. should be joy as well. So
yeah.
I think life's a great adventure. We ought to have some joy along the way. And one of the things we try to help our clients to do with their retirement years is to have joy with it by taking the weight and the burden of managing their own money off their shoulders. I generally tell them, you leave the worrying to us and you go play golf or play with the grandkids or fish or whatever it is you do. And
oh, please, take the grandkids. Please, take the grandkids for a little while.
Exactly.
Now, wait a minute. Keith, you don't look old enough to have them.
I have two daughters, so when my mom wants them, or dad wants them, go. Run. Fly, be free.
That's right. So, hey, every parent needs a break, too.
That's it.
But, you know, I agree with you on the trust issue. Money is a very emotional subject.
Powerfully
and
emotional.
There's so many people who are unethical and take advantage of other people. So I would say you got the double good going there. I would trust an ex-pastor who planted a lot of churches with my money. You got to be, you know, a God-fearing man who puts other people first. That you're, you know, good servant leadership.
Absolutely. That actually brings up another kind of description of us, I suppose. I started all this stuff as a broker, and a broker is really kind of
you're the middleman.
Salesman, right?
Yeah, exactly. Trader.
So you work for a company, and that didn't fit my personality well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work for the person I'm working for, not a company who's out there telling me I can't do what I need to do mm-hmm. for my client. So the broker part didn't last very long. I ended up as a registered investment advisor, which is what I am now. And of course, the registered investment advisor has an obligation to the client to only recommend and do for the client what is actually in the client's best interest.
Sure.
And that sort of fit my personality better. It allowed me to serve rather than serve the people rather mm-hmm. than serve an institution someplace.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've really, really enjoyed it. It's a great place to be at this time of my life, not pastoring a church anymore, but
you're still pastoring
me, I'm pastoring people.
That's awesome.
And so that's why I was able to stop pastoring, because I had a place where I could pastor in spite of that. So I'm
going
to sit around our table, my table. We get through with the money stuff. We talk about family and pray for their kids and cry together. And it's just a...
It's life.
It is.
It's cool.
It's life. It's life.
Now we just got to get you playing guitar.
My wife bought me a guitar, actually.
Did she really?
And the first time I tried it, it hurt my fingers and I quit.
Well, Dan's got some guys down there that can teach you how to get over that real quick.
Is that right? You can come try out a ukulele. That's a little easier on the fingers.
It's a smaller instrument. Yeah.
I told him.
Yeah.
I tried it,
too. That's
probably
what I need.
Mm-hmm. It didn't stick. I said, I've got my voice. If y'all want me to sing, I'll be happy to join a band. But playing, I admire anyone who plays an instrument, because it's just... It is that brain thing. You've got to be coordinated in your mind, and you have to think ahead, and it's just a lot.
Yeah, and I played a violin for about 7 years.
Wow,
but,
that's awesome.
Well, that's a head start. Ooh, my oldest one plays the violin.
That's tough.
Less than 1% of the musicians in the world play violin, I think is what it is. Yeah. Well, when we rented our instrument from Blue Angels, that's what they told us. But yeah, I think it's true. I think less than 1% of those that play music, whether it's kids and just, you know, rock stars or musicians, are actual violin players.
Yeah. So you can brag that you've got a 1%er in your
household. I have a less than 1%. Of course, I tell her to me that's 120%, but, you know, I don't think she's really gotten to the whole less than, you know.
Yeah.
You still have the last word in there and it throws her off, but. And then the other one's doing whatever else she can get her hands on. She's like,
but
me.
not musically.
No, I have drums, keys, whatever.
Oh, nice.
I'm awesome.
Yeah,
I wanted to be a drummer growing up, and that just
I tried.
I can't
drumming.
Use
I never, never
I can't use all four at
the
once.
Coordinate, yeah, no. Again, the coordination.
You couldn't fly a helicopter.
No, sir. No, I cannot use all four at once. It is these two or those two, and that's it. That's how it's going to work. So
it's funny to me when I'm driving. I can, you know, if I'm listening to music when I'm listening to music when I'm driving, I can, you know, I can find myself tapping both my feet and my hands, and then
because you're not thinking about it,
and then I realize that I'm keeping the beat, and then it's gone.
Then you mess up. Yeah.
Yeah. Or then somebody next to you is like, you know, you're not really keeping the beat. Yeah. You're just moving all four at once.
You thought you were close.
So Benny, what's it when for your business? When you walk me through a process of somebody coming home with you, or you know how they would. How do I find out about guaranteed income for life? You know what I mean? Tell me about how that works.
Well, you call the office, call 995-1797, talk to Amy. Amy is my scheduler. She doesn't let me near the calendar because I generally schedule things over top of each other.
Sure. Really good here, actually. She got me all the information we needed.
Good. So you talk to Amy and she'll get it straight.
Yep.
And she'll set an appointment for us so we can get together, and we'll have an hour to an hour and a half initial meeting.
Yeah.
We would want you to bring everything you can bring that has a dollar sign on it so we can take a look at it, because doing what I do takes a good examination, just like a good doctor ahead of time.
A lot of variables.
Absolutely. You don't want somebody who's out there telling you to do something, prescribing some sort of behavior for you. When it comes to your money, just like you don't with your medicine, you want somebody to do a good examination first to really know what's going on in your life, what your goals are, what your hopes and your dreams are. And particularly for me, because the joy part of helping the client, our clients know how to live out their retirement life and years is knowing something about what their hopes and dreams are outside of the money. So it's not just about the money.
Yeah.
It's about life. So we're doing life planning. But you come in, sit down with me for an hour to an hour and a half. We'll kind of figure out where you're trying to go. And then a second meeting, if I like you and you like me, sometimes folks come in and I think I can't work with this guy. And sometimes they come in and they think I can't work with me.
Yeah.
And that's okay. The first meeting is sort of let's kind of get to know each other.
Everybody's not going to click with everybody. Yeah.
No, they're not. So we have a second meeting. Then they come back a second time. By that time, I've generally done a sort of a high level overview of what they brought me, what I heard them say at the last meeting, the first meeting. And at that point, I can give them a little bit of feedback, and generally we'll at a second meeting also make some sort of proposal generally for a financial plan that will address the specific issues they brought and be aimed toward the goals they have and had in mind. And they decide whether or not they want to do what I'm proposing.
Yeah.
I give them a price on that second meeting. As a registered investment advisor, full disclosure ahead of time is part of my
Good
process.
For you. So, yeah. No hidden fees. No, by the way.
I have people often who'll say, well, what's the next time going to cost me?
Right.
And I tell them, I use that as an opportunity to tell them in the first meeting, you're never going to pay me anything unless I've told you what it's going to cost you up front, because you have no way of really deciding if it's worth that to you.
Sure.
To come back again. Mm-hmm. So if I've listened well in the first meeting and I've given enough feedback so that they really know that I've understood what they've said, what their hopes are and their fears are.
Yeah.
And the fears have to be identified and addressed as well. What their goals are, and they feel that I've understood them, listened to them, not just talked over them. Then generally they'll come back and give me a chance to
sure.
to tell them what I think I could do to help them, where I believe the value would be. Of course, we do a plan. The plan is their plan. They don't have to implement the plan with us. They can implement it with anybody they want to. If they feel like they can do it themselves, they can take it to the house and do it themselves.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is why you are in business, sir.
I would not attempt it.
Well, you know, I can say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
Because I have actually had a few folks who are,
I'm sure.
I call them do-it-yourselfers, and they love doing it themselves.
Yeah.
So they just need a little help, a little framework, a little structure. Sure. And I can provide
Not this
that.
Guy.
I can provide
no.
that. Yep.
Yep.
And then I'm sure there are people who think, oh, I can do this. And they take it home. Oh,
yeah.
Like, oh, no,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
kind of right. like people yeah. who think they can sell their own homes. I just, you know, same yeah. kind of thing. It's like, you know, there are people out there that's what they do. And that's what they're trained to do. That's where their knowledge is. So if you don't have any of that stuff, well, it's just going to appear because you want it to be there. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling to think that you can take on a project. And then mm-hmm. when you do take on a project and complete it, you know, whether or not it looks as good as if a professional had done it, you do feel the accomplishment. But there's a lot of stuff that we just really shouldn't do on our own.
Exactly. You know, house stuff is okay, but, you know.
Well, I think that's just it right there. I mean, I can take on a project for, you know, $9.99, but when you start talking about thousands of dollars of money, we're going to leave it to the guys that do it all day long. So,
yeah, I feel about what I do like I feel about automobiles, I suppose. I want one, and I want to drive it, and about all I know about cars is how to put the gas in, how to mm-hmm. drive it, if it's got an air conditioner and cruise control. That's
and whatever great. The light means that comes
yeah,
on when
exactly.
it comes on.
That's it.
There's a light. Let's go to it.
But I don't have to know how everything in that car operates. All I have to have is a guy I trust to take care of that car mm-hmm. for me. When I yeah. take the car to him, I want him to be a professional. I want him to do a good job and return my car to me as quickly as he can.
That's right.
And I'd rather pay him to do that and try to take my time and do that myself. I'd rather do what I do and let folks pay me. So you guys are professionals. If I need what you've got, I'm going to pay you for that. And if you need what I've got, I'm not going to spend my time trying to learn your trade.
Right.
And most of you probably not going to try to take the time to learn mine.
Not
so,
a change.
So no, yeah, exactly. no, absolutely
so,
not.
Yeah. So, you know, we just
and
there
thank
you
God
go.
For that.
That's right.
That's
what makes the world go round. We help
it,
each other,
man.
Right?
Everyone has their gift and everyone has their skill.
That's
you
right.
If
that's
everyone
it.
Was the same, the world would be a boring.
We'd be done already. We'd be done. What is your website where we can send people to get some information?
Website is advisorsusa.com, and that's advisorsusa.com, and that. Advisors, the way it's spelled, is a technical spelling that applies
sure.
to people who have a fiduciary obligation to their clients, which is what I have.
Yeah.
Always to do what's in the client's best interest, even if it's to my own hurt.
There you go. Annie wants to learn how to play the ukulele. I heard him.
Yeah.
I would like to play an instrument of some sort.
Come down
I
Saturday mornings. We've got free yep. lessons every Saturday.
That's cool.
Free lessons?
Free ukulele mm-hmm. lessons.
Oh, yeah.
Ukulele? Well, you got to buy the ukulele to do
oh,
it.
Oh, no, you got to buy the ukulele.
I'm kidding.
Got to be a hook
there. I'm totally kidding.
You can come into
no,
the
really.
Show on a Saturday morning and get a ukulele off the wall and play in the ukulele.
That
class.
Is amazing.
Yeah. It's very
oh, I
cool.
I think that's awesome.
It's great, too.
It is.
Fabulous.
Yeah. It had some value,
do you
man.
Do karaoke?
Yeah.
I
no,
think maybe
no
you need
no,
to.
No, but if you come, we can.
See, I think you might want to think about that. You could have people jamming and then do karaoke and people can come sing with the people who are playing the instruments and wowza.
There you go.
Pop-up concert.
That's it.
Well, we do
at the music store.
We do have vocal lessons and
there you
you
go.
Know, lessons and all the instruments and stuff too. But
yeah.
Oh, do you?
Cool. That's awesome.
It's you heard it here first, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen. That's it. All right, Anna Maria, let's talk about what you do.
Okay.
That's your cue.
Like, okay, what is it that you do?
Well, you do a lot.
Yeah, and everything I do pretty much is related. It's funny how life is. It starts in one direction, and you think it's just all disjointed. And then as you look back, you,
as you get
see,
the 30,000-foot view.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's just all comes back around. It all comes back into one place. The name of my company is Save Your Own Life Now, with a big exclamation point. And my tagline is change your health, comma, change your life. And the reason for that is that I worked in a, my first exposure to our elder population was working as a concierge in an assisted living and memory care community. And it was an eye opener. I mean, I've always been people oriented. Mm-hmm. I've always been service oriented, but the whole world of Alzheimer's, aging, dementia, people have no idea what it really is like.
Yeah.
Unless you are in there every day. And it broke my heart. It just broke my heart. I mean, those people, you know, my dad is 85. My mom's 83. So when I was there, you know, to see people, you know, late 60s to 90s, it was like, this is
heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. It's like, I don't want to end up in here. Mm-hmm. I don't want my dad to end up in here. I don't want to lose my mind. I don't want people not to come visit me. I don't want to forget. So, I mean, it was tough. And every night when I'd go home, my parents, since they'd never been in that environment either, I mean, the only thing we knew was my grandfather, God love him, was at Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
And he died of complications from Parkinson's, which is also a neurological disease. So did you know there's over 600 neurological diseases? But the one most people know about is what?
Alzheimer's. Yeah.
That's the one people talk about because it's become an epidemic. But, you know, they'd say, well, how was your day? What happened? And I would tell them a story. And some of the stories, they would be like, wah-ha-ha. You know, they'd laugh. And some of the stories, they'd cry. And some of the stories were just like, oh, my gosh, we never knew. And my mom said, you know, these are awesome stories. You need to write them down. You need to get them out there. You need to have people look and read and see what it's all about. And so.
So that's what's in my hand right now, right?
That's exactly right. So the title of the book is called In the Quiet, Reflections on Senior Living. And the book is a series of stories. They're told in poetry form. And they're they're all related to actual true events and true people. So when people ask me to come and read, you know, I tell the story. Well, this is about a gentleman. I mean, I'll tell you a little story, and this is how it all happened. I was the move-in coordinator. So I would help folks from the time they toured our community to the time they actually moved their loved ones in. And we had a gentleman who came and with his wife, and she had Alzheimer's. And when they walked in, she had no idea where she was. But what he had told her was, we're going somewhere special for lunch for your birthday. So she thought she was going for a birthday celebration, which was fabulous. So she was great. She was happy. But everyone else knew, you know, that's just sad. That just made me sad. So the day came when they were going to move in. And I was carrying a huge photograph, like a professional photograph of the entire family. There must have been 12 people in it. You know, one of those gorgeous on the beach type of the thing. And she was carrying something in. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, this is absolutely gorgeous. You have such a beautiful family. And just flipping. Oh, yeah. You know, my husband gave me that. I don't know where he got it. And I was just like.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, it would just hit me that life is very different.
Yeah.
You know, for those people. So that's how the book came about. I'm glad you have water here. I'm getting a little bit.
Yeah, it's. Cotton-y, I don't know what it is. I think it's like part of being the microphones. It just happens all of a sudden. You
so
get
sorry
thirsty.
About that. So now the book is used in several ways. It's used as an educational tool.
Yeah.
You know, nurses and caregivers and staff need to keep up their professional credentials. So a lot of times when they do CEU classes, I'll come in and I'll start them off with a poem or a story.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll do their, you know, all the PowerPoint slides and the facts and the figures and the percentages. And this is what's happening. And then before lunch, they'll break and I'll come in and do another reading. And then I'll wrap it up with a reading. Because what they've told me is it's great to have an emotional connection to the medical information.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know, they're learning about it, but then it's like, okay, let's hear how this really is.
It's a person.
It's a person. It's a real person. It's your mother. It's your father. Yep. It's your brother. It's your auntie. You know, it's your wife.
Yeah.
It's your husband. So it's very powerful. And for a lot of people, it's very cathartic. So I started, after folks would move in with us, I would send them a copy of the book. And the response was overwhelming. I had people call me and say, Anna, oh my gosh, how did you know? You described my mom. Like, yeah, this is exactly what happened. And it just made them, you know, made people feel like we're not alone. We're not the only ones that this happens to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that experience alone just changed my life. The Save Your Own Life Now came as part of that, but it really came from my own personal experience. 2 years ago, out of the blue, it seemed, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had a tumor in my left breast. And I thought, well, this is weird because there is no cancer in my family. There is no heart disease in my family. I'm a very active person, kind of like what you were saying, you know, Ben, diet, drink the 8 glasses of water, organic, this, that, and the other thing, exercise. I'm like, okay, well, there's a reason for this. It doesn't just happen. And so I started doing a lot of research. And frankly, I've been on a 2-year journey. So I had a lot of time, downtime after surgeries and recoveries to check out. I was like, I'm going to find out what the deal is with all this stuff, to do a lot of research on everything that was out there. And what I learned, and some people do not like to hear this, but what I learned and what people have to understand is a lot of times we bring it on ourselves.
La, 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 la.
Okay, so, so what I found out was, and I heard this from a seminar, if you go back in your life, you've been diagnosed with a disease,
mm-hmm.
okay, bad, or you have a condition that's chronic, go back 10 to 15 years and look at where you were in your life and what was happening, and you will know exactly what precipitated this whole thing, because cancer and also Alzheimer's disease, according to scientists, takes 10 to 15 years to show up.
Yeah, okay, to
so
develop.
There
that's
is
crazy.
Stuff happening in people's bodies. They're like, oh, I'm fine, I'm great. But there's
started
something that's not
ago,
fine,
right?
And not great. So the whole point is, I also got to look into the medical community. I am not a doctor, but I was a patient. And let me just tell you something. If you do not know someone who has been through that, or you haven't taken care of someone, that's another whole field that you don't know anything about. And I had a really ironic sense of humor at the very beginning of this whole process, mm-hmm. because my first appointment was at the Mitchell Cancer Center in Mobile. And my mom and I were going. She said, well, I really don't want you to go by yourself. I said, fine, Mom. So we're pulling in. I'm laughing now, but it's just so not funny, but you have to laugh. We're pulling into the parking lot at the Mitchell Cancer Center. And you see that word cancer. And it's just like, oh, this is really happening. And there's this big sign that says ballet parking. And exactly. See, he's on the same way. I looked at my mom and I said to her, oh, that's nice. I guess they feel, you know, if you're going to die, the least they can do is park your car. I was like,
I've worked in the healthcare field prior to doing the radio, so I'm very familiar with some of the irony.
Like, you know, and you walk in and it's like, this place is just a house of death. You know, and I do believe that your state of mind, your brain is so powerful. It's way more powerful than people think. So because I feel, besides my surgeon, I totally believe in surgery. I believe that we have the best surgeons in the world and we need them, you know, for emergencies and all of that. But we do not need to be so medicated that you have this condition, take this pill. You have this condition, take this pill. I do not watch network television because I cannot stand to see, oh, if you have blah, 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 talk to your doctor about blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, they say side effects could include death.
Your head rolling off your shoulders, but you get 30, a cool dog.
Right? If you talk to someone over 65, you'll find sometimes they're on medication, 10 and 12 medications.
Yeah.
Those things all interact with each other.
Right.
And there are diseases that can be prevented. Diabetes can be prevented. It should not exist. It can be prevented. So my mission is to show people how powerful their brains are and that they have the power God gave us the power to heal our bodies ourselves. Now, there, I'm not talking about little children, okay? Because I'm not saying, oh, that little four-year-old who got cancer, that he brought it on himself. Okay, I'm not saying that.
Right.
But us adults who are cognizant of our lives, there are a lot of people who run around, they're stressed out, they're working too hard, they're not eating right, but they don't pay attention. It's just, yeah, this is my life, and I'm just too busy, and I'm just too crazy, until God says, you know what? I'm going to lay you out if you don't stop. You need to think about what you're doing. And some people listen, and some people don't. But there's so many things that Western medicine just is not aware of.
Yeah,
and
sure.
In my research, and I facilitate an Alzheimer's and dementia support group for Covenant Care here in Pensacola. So I want all of y'all, you're all invited. Anyone who's a caregiver or a healthcare worker, second Monday of every month at the Pine Forest United Methodist Church, we meet and people say it has saved their lives. Because again, they're not alone. They have other people who are going through the same kind of a process that they are going through. But what I did find out, like I said, is I had the power to take my brain and tell it what to tell my body. And, you know, I did a lot of research on the drugs because in my support group, people ask me, what about Namenda? What about this? What about this? What about that? And I said, you know, Consumers Reports will not support or endorse one of the top five of the medications that doctors are prescribing for Alzheimer's. And y'all know why? Because one, they don't work, or they work for 6 months. And two, the side effects are worse than the medication.
Yeah.
So
that's not with just that disease either. That's a lot of
money. It's for a lot of things. A lot of things. So basically, I tell people, doctors are wonderful, but you know what? There's other stuff out there that people need to know about. There's music, just like you were talking about.
Right.
There's a guy who has actually developed an entire series of music that operates on a certain frequency, and it's called frequency healing music. A lot of people don't know, when you rock in a rocking chair, you lower your blood pressure. When you watch a fish tank, you lower your blood pressure. When you work a puzzle or a crossword, you're engaging your brain in different things. When you're moving across a room, you know, but people are too busy. And I said to a friend of mine, if I hear one more person say, I have too much on my plate, or I'm too busy, it's like, you know what? That is your choice. Everyone has the same 24 hours, and you have to choose what you do.
You're right.
So basically, my seminars, that's how the seminars came about. They're titled 10 Easy Ways to Maximize Your Brain Power Now. People come, it's fun, it's exciting, it's motivating, you laugh, you cry, you find out new stuff about the discoveries that are out there. You're not going to hear that from your doctor. You're not going to hear about healing music. You're not going to hear about a natural brain supplement that will give you energy and will actually reconnect those neural connections. No, they want you to stay on the drugs. So, you know, there's just so much. So I feel I'm the voice for people who are like, there has got to be another way. And I don't want to live like this. I don't want to be dependent on the drugs. And I don't want to just watch my parents go downhill without being able to do anything. So bottom line, you have to save yourself. You cannot depend on everybody else to do this stuff for you and just sit there and go, well, you know.
Yeah, these were the cards I was handed.
Kind of stuck. I can't exercise because I'm in a wheelchair. Well, yes, you can. Can you move your arm? Can you do this? Y'all can't see me, but, you know, I'm just like doing this arm thing.
She's directing traffic.
Yes, directing traffic. You know, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. There's a lot more that people can do to engage their brains. The brain is the command center of the body. The brain is what's telling your heart, your liver, your lungs. So I just want to, you know, mention one more thing. When someone says, oh, I have a heart problem, I have a liver problem, oh, I have problems with my knees, I have that. You know where the problem is?
It's in your head.
It's in your brain. Your brain is telling your body what to do because of the activity, your behavior, and your diet. So if you want to change it, my seminars also are free. I do a lot for senior centers, assisted living centers. I'm doing actually one at the Bayview Senior Center in Pensacola, June 2nd, as part of their health fair. People can call me. Pretty much my cell phone is my office. So My direct line is 251-391-5277. If you want to take a look at some of the alternative stuff that's out there and check stuff out on Facebook, I have two pages. One is called FABU, capital F-A-B-U, and capital Y-O-U, FABU, because you are a fabulous human being.
That's
so
awesome.
So
I'm smiling so big, AC. That was awesome. Well done.
You can check on that. And then, of course, the other page is called Save Your Own Life Now with an exclamation point. You can find that or under my name, Anna Maria Russo Meeker. So
yeah, where can they get a copy of this?
They can call me and they can get a copy of the book. Also, as I said, that's available. Usually when I do seminars, I have the books available and all I ask is for a $5 donation that goes to the Alzheimer's Association. So
very cool. Well, very. Don't give up.
Oh, I won't. Believe me. Like I said, I've got, you know, fire in my belly. And hey, if I can do it, mm-hmm. other people can do it.
You're right.
If someone's going to tell you, well, you're going to die. And I'm like, no.
You just need people to tell you that you can do it.
Yeah, just need people to help inspire you. Like, you know what? You got this. I'm going to help you. It's all out there.
That's right.
And I thought, that's why God gave me all that time. I spent a lot of time on the couch. I spent a lot of time in my bed. But let me just tell you, the laptop, it's like, it's right there. And I did tons and tons of research. So that's... my program comes out of all that scientific research. So everything I say is backed up by science. I just don't make stuff up. I do share how I feel, but I don't make stuff up. That's medically incorrect, okay?
I think everybody shares how they feel. You do it very well, Anna Maria. I give you that one.
So this has been so awesome. I appreciate you letting me come
absolutely.
On the show. You know, and all of this is, everything that we do is all related.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I cannot claim that. Everybody here booked themselves. So.
Isn't that wild?
And we it's had just no amazing idea. How the universe brings things together. So, I do want to thank all three of you for coming in today. We were getting to the end of our time. I do hope that you enjoyed the afternoon as much as I did. And to our listeners out there, you guys can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pcola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at pensacola.businessradiox.com. on the web. And this has been Business Pensacola. I always get tied up now. See, she got me thinking about all kind of universal stuff. Screw the script, right?
Listen to some music.
Yeah, that's it. So thank you guys. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.